described from a family map of the Shabbos. Shabbos means Yom Tov, referring to the place of the Shabbos. The Tzedukim understood that Sfiras HaNoah always starts on a Sunday. It's a Shabbos, and Shem Shabbos is Pnimas, it's always there for 4 weeks. And Pentecost, the holiday of the 15th day, Pentecost is always on a Sunday. The Christians still have that carryover from Hamikdash. On Friday, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechman Zakkai was the chief rabbi towards the end of the period of the Baishen in the last few years. So he disagreed with them, and he was not for them, and he explained away their opinion is wrong. And Mochas HaShabbos doesn't mean the day after Shabbos, doesn't mean Shabbos Bereishis, it means Yom Tov. But Matzor Yom Tov, and Eretz Yisrael is only one day Yom Tov, but Yom Tov means the second night of Pesach. They can say that you have to count Sfiras HaNoah. The Gemara there raises a question in Menachos Perek Rebbe Shmuel whether Sfiras HaNoah bizman hazeh is the rice of the Rabbanim. Why should be the Rabbanim? What about the other 612 mitzvahs? Mitzvah Amunah is also only the Rabbanim bizman hazeh. Mitzvah Talmud Torah is only the Rabbanim. Mitzvah Chometz on the Kashrus, Karas on the Shabbat, everything is only the Rabbanim. Why should Sfiras HaNoah be the Rabbanim? So the Gemara, so the Rishonim explained why. That what it says, Eshlach Melachem Eloyim HaBiyachim Yisrael HaKnufo, in the day on which you bring the Korban HaOmer. The Korban HaOmer was a special Mincha, Mincha Simon that was brought on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So with Mana Mikdosh, you have to bring the Korban HaOmer. So then it's have to say that Sfiras HaNoah is the rice. As long as that, there's no Minchas HaOmer. So how, it's not the right day. You have to count from, not from the first day of Chol HaMoed. Sparta Lucham Machin HaShabbos, Kama Mi'om HaBiyachim Yisrael HaKnufa, from the day on which you bring the Minchas HaOmer. So if there's no Minchas HaOmer brought, so the Sfiras HaOmer would only be the Rabbah. So that's what the Gemara quotes, Amei Mamani Yoyme Veloi Mani Shevui. The Gemara says, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayom, and Sfiras HaOmer was their rice. So Abaye had a comment, it was Mitzvah the Mimni Yoyme, or Mitzvah the Mimni Shevui, the two psukim. The Parsha of Sfiras HaOmer appears in two places in Chumash, in Parsha Samor, and the second time in Parsha Re'ei. In one place it says, you should count Chamishim Yoyim, 50 days. In the other place it says, Shimshon Rustis Kolach, you should count 7 weeks. So which is it? Are you counting days? Are you counting weeks? That's why he says, no theory, you count both. Mitzvah the Mimni Yoyimi, or Mitzvah the Mimni Shavu, you have to count both. In fact, the Gemara in Chagiga has a very fascinating comment based on Abaye. The thing is that if a person didn't bring a Korban Chagigah, it says, V'chagos Moshe Chag L'Hashem, you're obligated to bring a Shalmei Chagigah on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. When are you obligated? So he's a Machlokes Minimor. It's an obligation sometime during the duration of the 7 days of Pesach, or sometime during the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Well, no, the Chiv is only on the first day of Chagos Moso, only the first day. But if you didn't bring on the first day, then you can bring the next 6 days as a Pashtun for the first day. Why not give me that? But for my sake, you can bring any one of the 7 days of Pesach, or any one of the 8 days of Sukkos, which means you have Tzeres you can bring. The Gemara says that Afkimina will be, let's say, in a case like this, but for a person, because Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Pesach. Because Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Sukkos, on the first day, he wasn't a Chiv. So if the Chiv is really found on the first day, any ability to bring Kodach HaGiga later in Yom Tov is a Tashlam and the Nishan. Pluto, Shlomo's Arishan, that's what we pass. The theme is only on the first day. The rest of the days is Tashlomo's Arishan. So if the kid wasn't asleep on the first day, he's not molested in Tashlomo's. But if you hold that not Ikechiv is to bring some time during the course of the 7 days of the, or the time of the 8 days of Sukkot, but then even if he wasn't on it on the first day, but it was on being healthy on the second, so that day will be Machayev him to bring the Korban Chagi. So that's the Achimin, the mind of an Achimin. Even Achimin is a shaft. So what's the story about Shavuos? Shavuos is a Yom Tov that's only one day, and Eretz Yisrael Shavuos is only one day. That's what prompted the Tzedukim to say their Pshat. The Gemara says in Maseches Menachos, the Gemara quotes from the Megillas Tainus, what prompted the Tzedukim to say their Pshat? That Spiro said the Holy Thing is on a Sunday and it's 7 full weeks. Shabbat Shabbos is the 7 full weeks from the beginning of the week to the end of the week. So you'll have an extended weekend. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, or Yisrael, or Moshe Rabbeinu made up the laws on his own. They didn't believe in Torah and Hashemayim. That's the whole issue. Dukin didn't believe in Torah and Hashemayim, so he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Oy Yisrael Hoya. He loved the Jewish people, so he wanted to institute a holiday, not the Torah and Hashemayim, wanted to make a holiday of Shavuos, a one-day holiday. They should have an extended weekend. So he said, Shavuos always falls out on a Sunday. You have off Shabbos and Sunday can go away. Go to your summer home, go to the mountains of vacation. So there have been rockets, so here from him. Zaka said, what do you mean, Oy Yisrael Hoya? If he was an Yisrael Hoya, if he wasn't told everything in Hashanayim, so why did he hate the Jews so much that he made them wander in the desert for 40 years? He should have taken the Eretz Yisrael right away. The answer is, he wasn't doing anything on his own. He listened to whatever the Baruch Hashem told him to make Shavuos. After the Sphere Sun has nothing to do with that, so I was the first thing that he gave him over there. Well, Shabrina was making up on his own.
He was just giving the people even a shot.
Saying all the sense that in Chagigah the Gemara had a Mishnah. Even though Shabrina was only a one-day Yom Tov, nevertheless, if he didn't bring the Chagigah, on Yom Tov he can bring it to 6 days, any time, 6 days, following Shabrina. Even though it's not a Shabrina, the weekdays, it's not all about Shavuos.
It's a Rambam
in the Siddur,
in the Siddur,
in the Siddur, the Rambam says, there are all about Shavuos, you say all of the other Shavuos. The person had difficulty understanding
exactly what year that was.
There was a all about Shavuos. On that calendar, that we won't have any all about Shavuos.
The Gemara says, Shavuos, if you didn't bring the Chagigah, on Shavuos you can bring it any time during the next 6 days. Even the next 6 days, I'm not Mishim Echor.
Where did they get that from?
How did they come right now?
It's Mama Mindosh. That's
what the Gemara says, that's why Yisruchad of Shavuos is more important than any other Yisruchad. Yisruchad of Shavuos was the day that everybody brought all the Chabamas. According to Beit Shammai, I'm not going to bring the oil of Israel. The Shana Chagigi, but the oil of Sphere may not be brought on yet. The Shana Chagigi, said the Zorach HaNefesh, but the oil of Sphere we don't beat. We just run the whole thing on the bridge.
But we still say, it doesn't matter.
It's a Kovish Zman HaKavu. He's supposed to bring them on Friday.
I'm so it's permissible
to bring both oil of Sphere and Shana Chagigi.
The Shana said no.
You're only allowed to bring the Shana Chagigi. You're not allowed to bring the oil of Sphere. So when is the first time you bring the oil of Sphere?
It's Ruchad HaShavuot.
That was the day
on which everybody brought the Korban, so it's a big day.
Yisruchag and the other term is only up to Yisruchag of Shavuos. Yeah, the rabbi asked that question.
But if you can't
do a sign of so
by the time it comes, it's already 2 months
after the Rosh Chodesh
Nisan. So once you
have a Shreddish Nisan, then you go, no, okay, so we can't have a Shavuot. So the Rambam has to go, It's all discussion.
It's a subtle question. It's a
subtle question.
If more than 20 years, the question,
huh? If I'm going to
go to the institution, is for sure that you bring the shot.
In one place it's written, you count the days. In one place it's written, you should count the weeks. So Bai said, there's no stira, mitzvah mim in the yomi. There are two parts to the mitzvah. You have to count the days and you have to count the weeks. So the Gemara understood, Yerushalmiah points it out, the Gemara understood, but it's Pashup Shah in the Gemara. The Gemara understood that the purpose of Sira Sa'omer is for the sake of being Kaveh Shavuos. Ayidei Sfira Sa'omer, we are Kaveh Shavuos. Shavuos is not a calendaric day. Shavuos doesn't fall out on the 6th of Siv, and that's not true. The way we have the calendar happens accidentally, coincidentally, always falls out the 6th of Siv. But the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Pamim Hei, Pamim Vav, Pamim Zayin. Sometimes, in some years, it would be the 5th of Siv, sometimes it would be the 7th of Siv. Depending when in this year, are Shnehem Aleim, are Shnehem Chaser, according to our present calendar, Nisan always has 30 days and the year always has 29 days. So that's why Shavuos always falls out on the 6th of Sivan. But if they would both be Malay, it would fall out on the 5th of Sivan. If they both be Chasa, it would fall out on the 7th of Sivan. So Shavuos is a function. Which day Shavuos is a function of Sfiras Omer? It's not a function of a calendaric day. So the Gemara understood that the actual counting of the Sfiras Omer, not just 50th day after Pesach, the counting of the Sfiras Omer is Kaveh Shavuos. Imagine if nobody in the world would be counting Shavuos, no one in the world would be counting Sfiras Omer, Shavuos wouldn't happen. That's what it sounds like. If nobody would be counting Sfiras, Shavuos wouldn't happen. So the Gemara understands, if Abai points out from the Pesukim that there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to count Sfiras Omer, the days and the weeks, that means whatever unit of time you're working with, the building blocks that you're working with are days and weeks, then the yontif at the end, the goal is going to be a yontif of a one-day yontif and a yontif of a one-week yontif. So the yontif is a one-day yontif that we're all familiar with. The Shavuos is one day. So it's in Moloch, but in what sense is yontif, Shavuos, a one-week yontif? So the Gemara says, for hakrovas hakarbonis, not for the mustafim, but for hakrovas hakarbonis of the chagigim, that you have tashlumin kol Shavuos. So the yontif list, it's a seven-day yontif for the purpose of tashlumin. That's why there's a meaning many people have, that they don't say Tachnun the first 6 days after Shavuos. Some have the meaning 7 days after, because the Sfeik of the Yonah. So you count the 6 days Tashlumin in the second day of Shavuos. Why? Because it's the days of Tashlumin. What kind of baloney is that? Days of Tashlumin is not a joke. No, it's not a joke. Because the Gemara says that the fact that there's Tashlumin called Shisha after the Yom Tov of Shavuos is based on the premise that Shavuos is a one-day holiday and a one-week holiday. Where'd they get that from? Abayi, mitzvah min the yom, mitzvah min the shavuot, that the actual sfira ha'omer is kovei ha'shavuot, not just 50 days after Pesach. No, the actual kima mitzvah sfira ha'omer. So since sfira ha'omer has to be done with two units of time, with yomim and shavuot, so the yantav shavuot has to be nikva as a one-day yantav, as a one-week yantav. There are some ech points to that, but even without the osmech, that's what it says in the Gemara. I heard that's the pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara says that even though Bizman HaMikdash, the mitzvah consisted of both parts, mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, mitzvah the Mimni Shavui, the Gemara says in Menachas Daf Samach Rav, Amemar only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. He said Bizman HaZeh, it's only the Rabbanan anyway, so whenever the mitzvah is only the Rabbanan, Zechel HaMikdash, you're not misakin the mitzvah Bishlei Musa, you have to chip a little bit off. That's why the Zaran in Sukkah has like that. That lulav kol shiva bizman hazeh only zechel amigdash. So the Ram says that's where they chipped off a little bit. They didn't want to make it exactly the way it used to be bizman amigdash. So they took off some of the requirements that you don't need shalachem all the days of sukkahs, and some rishonim hold that you don't need hodar all the days of sukkahs, and chaser is kosher. The Gemara said the first chaser is acceptable the last 5 days of sukkahs. So the Ran says such a svara that whenever you make a mitzvah with the Rabbanan should apply this man as the only zechel amigdash, you bedavka have to chip off a little bit. So Rav Yosef Engel says that seems to be the pashat pshat in his Gemara. That the Gemara says Amemar mani yomer v'lai mani shavu, he only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks. Why Omar zechel amigdash? Since Sviras Amir Bizman HaZeh is only with the Rabbanan zechel amigdash, so we bedavka want to chip off a little bit to demonstrate that it's only the Rabbanan. Sort of zechel achurban, zechel that's how the Balamor says. The Balamon, the end of Pesachim, writes like that. Well, the more asks, how come when you do a mitzvah, when you light Neres Chanukah every year, the first night of Chanukah, you say Bracha Shachrionah, because you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Chanukah in a year. When you read the Megillah, so you say Shachrionah, because you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah for a year. How come you don't say Shachrionah on Pesach night? You say Shachrionah. In the Kiddush, you say Shachrionah. So you have to say a second time Shachrionah when you're about to eat the matzah. Shachrionah, Shachrionah. So how come you don't say Shachrionah when you start counting Tzvirsa? You haven't counted Tzvirsa in a year. The one answer that the Rishon gives is, what's so excited, what should make us so excited about Shachrionah? We should dance from joy. Mikra Megillah is a very cheerful thing. And Havok Neres Chanukah is a very mitzvah chavivah himiyoyed. So we get very excited. What's so exciting about Tzvirsan? They counted Tzvirsan. So some Hashem say, we don't get so excited. We don't jump from ecstasy out of Tzvirsan. So that's one answer that Baal Mor gives. Then he gives another answer. That's the famous answer that Baal Mor gives. That since Bizman is there, the Tzvirsan is only the Rabbanon. And I made wrong, he counted the days and he didn't count the weeks. And even though the Gemara concludes there, that the Rabbanon, the Beravashi, counted both the days and the weeks, he says, the din is still like a meimah. Mikra din, you only count the days. They decided, may as well count the weeks also. What do you have to lose? Not such a big tirch, but mikra din, the din is like a meimah. The first pshat in the Hemshech HaGmar, the Eremon Ochus is, a meimah only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks because it's only Zechel HaMikdosh. And the Rabban of the Be'er Avashi disagreed with a meimah, we paskin, that's the maskana, and then we don't accept a meimah's opinion. The Rabban says, no, that's not what it means. The din is like a meimah. And Rabban Barabashi, Lechumra V'Yalma, they volunteered on their own to count the weeks as well. But he says, Mikra Din, the Din is like a Meimah. So he says, what's with the Shachyanu? Really, when you count Sphere the first night, you should say two brachas. You should say, Hashem Kedishan, Mutas Hashan Al Sphere Soimer, and then say Shachyanu. So he says, Bizmana Migdash they did? He says, maybe they did say two brachas. But Bizmana Zeh, that the Sphere Soimer is only Zechel and Migdash, and you chip off. Whenever you make a Zechel HaMikdash, you chip away from the mitzvah itself. A haraya that the din really is like a meimar, that you only have to count the days, you don't have to count the weeks. Who are the nami? The bizman is there. We chipped off one of the brachas. So we only say one brach, al sphira soimer, and we leave out the second brach, shachyonim. And then he says, and we have a reason why we leave out the shachyonim. An additional reason, not just like a meimar chipped off, so we chip off. He says, an additional reason, because the whole idea of the Zechel HaMikdash is, it's a Zechel HaKhurban. That we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. We're crying over the fact that we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. That's what Tosis quotes, that the Minig HaGadol was, that after he counts Sefiras HaYomim, you say, HaRachmon, Yirotzlon Tanach HaShevarim Beit HaMikdash B'Meri V'Meinu. You say, HaRachmon Yachzalon HaVeris Beit HaMikdash B'Meinu. What does it got to do with Sefiras HaYomim? Tosis says, why don't you say, HaRachmon who Yachzal HaVeris Beit HaMikdash B'Meinu after all other mitzvahs? And Tosis says, no, because Sefiras HaYomim is the man who is there, Tosis in Megillah, that Chof posted. The Tzvirus HaMikdash design is there is only the Rabban because of the lack of the HaKrovas Mincha Soimer. But when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, then you'll have a Mincha Soimer and that'll be Tzvirus Daraisa. So we give a krechts right after we count Tzvirus, we give a krechts and a moan and a groan, we say, we wish we would have the Beis HaMikdash, it will be a Din Daraisa. I was told that Rav Moshe Feinstein had a taina against the Nusach that appears in all the printed Sidurim. That it says, Hindimuchan Mizam Nukai Mitzvah Tzvirus HaMikdash Moshe Kosovat Torah, Spatach HaMach Mashav. What do you mean Moshe Kosovat Torah? It's not true. He's passing the Shulchan off. That Sphere Samir Bismanazer is Lav De Reis. The Raggoinim who hold that Sphere Samir Bismanazer is their Reis. The Rambam seems to pass like that also. Sphere Samir Bismanazer is their Reis. He doesn't write that as the Rabbah. He quotes the Dina. So it sounds like he passes that as their Reis. That's the way they apparently read the Gemara. Amema Mani Yamivalai Mani Shavui. Amema only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks because he held that it's only Zechel HaMikdash. And then the next Gemara, the next line says, Rabbanan the Be'er Avashi disagreed with Ameimah and they counted both the days and the weeks. What do you mean they disagreed? They disagreed, they held the sphere of some of his man as their Isa. And therefore they felt you count the days and the weeks. If they would have agreed with the premise of Ameimah, they would have agreed with the conclusion. If it were correct that sphere of Samuel would be the Rabbanan, we would chip off. We would only count parts. We would always make a Zechat to spot. But the Rabbanan the Be'er Avashi held the sphere of some is their Isa. So that's why they counted both the days and the weeks. That's how the Rambam and the Goyim apparently read the Gemara. That's why they assume that Sphere Samir Bizmana says the rice. But the Shulchanofi Paskin, that's so. Magen Avram Paskins, like the Balei HaTosis, like the Ram, like the other Rishonim, like the regular Rishonim. Not like the Rambam with the Goyim. They Paskin in the Shulchanofi that Sphere Samir Bizmana says love the rice. So that's. That's the reason why, this is what Tosis says, that's the reason why we say HaRachmon. Not after other mitzvahs, because we hope for the day that the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt and we'll bring a Mincha Saimer, then the Sfira Saimer will become again a Din Deraisa. The famous explanation that they say B'Shem Rav Chaim. Why taka did the Rambam and the Goyin and Paskan that Sfira Saimer B'Zman is as Deraisa? From the time they read that in the Gemara. It's only the Rabbanon, so you only make a Zecher, a partial Zecher. But the Rabbanon and the Berabashi hold not so. They hold that Sfira Saimer B'Zman is as Deraisa. Therefore, you have to count both the days and the weeks, because Mam is Deraisa. So they read it in the Gemara like that. But what about the Svara of Amema? Amema says a good argument. Then it says, Miyom Haviyachim and Seimat Nufa. So what do you do with the pasuk? Doesn't it seem to imply the favors that the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer can only be deraisa of Bizman Hamikdash when you're bringing him in Chasana? So they say B'Shem Rav Chaim, sort of a harifis. Rav Chaim asked, what would be in the days of the Beis Hamikdash if something came up in the middle of some kind of a big Shas Chayram, whatever, and it turned out that no one brought the Mincha Saimer of the Beis Hamikdash? By Shani lasted for a few hundred years, let's say 1 year, never happened that they didn't bring Mincha Saimer. Stama once in a few hundred years that happened. So what would you do that year that they didn't bring the Mincha Saimer? You're going to say that year Sfira Saimer was only the Rabbanon, and all the other years before and after Bizman HaMikdash Sfira Saimer was the Raisa? So the answer is yes, that year it's only the Rabbanon. That's what some Achrayim write in Pemish. So Achrayim assumes, no, that can't be, that's impossible. Bizman HaMikdash Abad is Sfira Saimer the Raisa. What it means is the chiyuv, the count sphere, is contingent on the chiyuv hakrovas karbonis. Bizman HaMikdash, there's a chiyuv hakrovas karbonis. And even if the Poyal Mamish, he didn't actually do the Kiyama Mitzvah, he didn't fulfill it, the Poyal Mamish, but there was a chiyuv to bring the Mincha Saimer. So that's called the Yom HaVayachem HaSaim HaTnufa. Doesn't mean the day on which you actually bring the Mincha Saimer, it means the day on which you became obligated to bring the Mincha Saimer. But Bizman HaZed, there's no Beis HaMikdash. That's what Amema says. Bizman HaZed, there's no Beis HaMikdash. There isn't even a chiyuv to bring the Mincha Saimer. So that's why Sfira Saimer is on the Rabbanon. But that's what Amemar holds, because he holds Kedushas HaMikdash was Loikid Shalasi Lola. But after the Churban Bayis Sheni, there's no more Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam and the Goyim pask in Halacha, the Rambam and Pirkei Avot based on Bechira passing that Kedushas HaMikdash was Kid Shalasi Lola. So therefore you can be Makrav Karbanos Bizman as also. There is a Chiyuv of Mincha Saimer today. We just don't have the technical ability to do it. But there is a chiyuv to bring the Mincha Saimer today as well. You have to make them mizbeach. No, the Arabs won't let you go in. That when they have Ramadan, they don't even let you daven by the Kais L'Maravik. So let alone, we're going to go bring the Mincha Saimer in the Makom HaMikdash. They won't let you do it. But the chiyuv is there, Bizman is there, because Makriv and Alpha Shem Bais is Kitcha Lossi Lava. That's Rab Chaim says. But since the Kitcha Lossi Lava, that's the Makar of the Ramam to pass from the Kedusha HaMikdash Kitcha Lossi Lava. This Gemara, and the Rocha Samachov, the Rabban of the Beravashi, disagreed with Amemar and they counted the Yomim and the Shavuos because they hold Halacha that Sfira Saimer Bizman HaZeh is Deraisa, and therefore you have to have the full Kima Mitzvah. If it would have been the Rabbanan and Achanami, Amemar would be right, that you have to chisel off a little bit, like the Ran and Sukkah says. You have to chip off a little bit from the Mitzvah Deraisa. But the Rabbanan and the Berarashi hold that Bizman HaZeh Sfira Saimer is Deraisa. Why? Because my Kriven Avot Bishem Bai. Because Lusha Samigdush is Kid Shalasi Lai. Others say not like Rab Chaim. Others say a different answer. That maybe Rabban and the Beravashi disagree with Amemar, and they hold that Sfira Saimer Bizman HaZeh is Deraisa. It doesn't necessarily have to be based on the premise the Rambam l'shitosa, that the Rambam in Perek Vav and Hilchos Beis Abchir Paskin, the Kedusha HaMikdash Kitcha Lossi Lava. The Rabbi there disagrees. The Rabbi says it cannot be, because when Ezra built the second Beis HaMikdash, he only was Mekadishit Lizman. He was only Mekadishit till the Shas Churban. He knew Sha'asad HaBais Lehechore. They all knew from the Nevuah Shleim HaMelech, from the Pasuk in Shir Hashim. The Gemara Newman says, the end of the first paragraph, they knew from the Nevuah Shleim HaMelech, from the Shir Hashirim, that the Bais Sheni was Asad Lehechore. And it's going to be built a Bayis HaShlishi, it's in the voice Yecheskel, it's going to be built a Bayis HaShlishi, it's going to be Oile in its Hashuas HaShchina above the Bayis Sheni. So when they built Bayis Sheni, they wanted to Kaddish it Lizman. And then in the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni was in Zbatma, now we're going to have to build a Bayis HaShlishi and be Kaddish it anew with a tremendous Kiddush that will exceed the Kiddush of the Bayis Sheni. So the rabbi holds that Kedushas HaMikdash is batla, that there is no Kedushas HaMikdash. And you can still say, that's what Achim said, you can still insist that Shiras HaMikdash is Manas Ez Deraisa. You don't have to say like Rav Chaim, so the Chavah will tell you why. So a lot of Achareim say that maybe the Pshat in the Pasuk means like this, it's Vatim Lachamim Rachas HaShabbos Kama, the Yom HaLiyachim Zamach Nufa Kama, it's just a description of which day, the day after Pesach, the day after Yom Tov Pesach, which day Yom Tov Pesach, Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Achra. So it says, the Yom HaVeachim HaSem HaTnufa, from the first day Chalamoid. You don't start counting Sphere Samer from Yisruchah. You start counting Sphere Samer from the first day Chalamoid. In Makos HaShabbos, after the first day Pesach, not after the last day, not after the seventh day Pesach. And really, this mitzvah of Sphere Samer has nothing at all to do with HaKrov HaSomer. It's not that the Chiyuv HaKrov is Machayv and Sphere Samer. It's not that the actual HaKrov, the actual Kima Mitzvah Nuchay. It's the day of the Machayv. Then the issue that the Achrayim discussed, are women obligated to count Sphere HaSomer or not? We have a cloud that Noshim HaPaturis Mitzvah says that she has Zman Gromo. So the Morgan HaVam writes, no, Sphere HaSomer is Zman Gromo. So Noshim HaPaturis, what then? And he says the minig is that the women count Sphere with a bracha like they do Sitrin Sukkah with a bracha. They say a bracha on Tia Shofar and they say a bracha on Lulav and so on. So the Morgan HaVam writes the minig is that the women count Sphere with a bracha even though the Mikra Adin and Atmuchim, it's a regular Zman Gromo. And then you have a couple of Rishonim here and there who say otherwise. They say, no, that women are obligated Medina to count Sphere HaSomer. So Chapela, how can it be that women are obligated to count Sphere HaSomer? So Emuch HaZman Grom HaGol HaMizeh. So Soloveitchik used to say it's a Torah Sefer. He doesn't want to discuss it. It's a misprint in the Rambam. But Chapela says it's a misprint because it appears in a few different Rishonim who didn't have each other. They didn't know from each other. Tried them, Ashkenazim have some different Svarim. Not to say it's a misprint. So the Achrayim all give the standard shot. The question is, what's the Mechayiv of Sphere HaSomer? Is it Yom Tez Zayin Nisan is Mechayiv in Sphere HaSomer? Or do you say no? Yom Tez Zayin Nisan is Mechayiv in Hakrovas Mincha HaSomer. Hakrovas Mincha HaSomer is Mechayiv in Sphere HaSomer. If the Yom is Mechayiv in Sphere HaSomer, then it's a Zman Groma. The Zman is Goreim to the Chi of Sphere HaSomer. If the Yom Tezayin Nisan is Mechayiv and you can't fear it, but then it says Zman Gromah. That's what the word means. Zman Gromah. The Zman is Mechayiv. But if the Zman is Mechayiv, Klal Yisrael to bring a Mincha So'aymer, then the Krovat Mincha So'aymer is Mechayiv people to can't fear it. So that's not a Zman Gromah. HaKrovat Mincha So'aymer is a Zman Gromah. But that's not a Chavis HaYofa. That's a Chavis HaTzibur. The Klal Yisrael is not a female. The Klal Yisrael is not part of the Mitzvah of Zman Gromah. They have to grip. They have to bring Tmidim and Masochim, even though there's Zman Gromah. Klal Yisrael is treated as a male, or whatever. It's not treated as a female, however you'll word it. So Klal Yisrael is Mechayiv and HaKrov HaSomer. Then HaKrov HaSomer is Mechayiv and Sphere HaSomer. So HaKrov HaSomer is an event, that's an occurrence, that's a Meisah. So the pool of HaKrov HaSomer is Mechayiv and Sphere HaSomer, so that's Mechayiv women as well. That's how a few Achrayim write, that the Machlokes HaRishonim, the big Machlokes HaPosmas, that where the women are Mechayiv to count Sphere HaSomer or not, is it a Zman Gromah or not, is Ha'bahad tell you with the other issue as to whether Sphere HaSomer is Zman Hazeh, the Raisa the Rabban. If you want to say that Sphere HaSomer is Zman Hazeh, the Rabbanon, what are you saying? That the Mechayiv of Sphere is HaKrov HaSomer. Then it's not a Zman Gromah. The women are Mechayiv, because HaKrov HaSomer is not a Zman, that's an event. But if you say that Sphere HaSomer is not as there, is the Raisa, what do you mean? That the HaKrovas Mincha So'aymer is not the Mechayiv, it's the Zman, Yom Tezayin, when the Torah says, Miyom HaVeachem HaSamach Tnufa, that's just to identify which day it is. But the day is the Mechayiv, not the actual HaKrov. If the day is Mechayiv, then it's the Zman Grama. So the women are perfect. So it's Hodohot tell you, that's how HaKrovim want to say. If you hold that Sphere HaSomer is Zman HaZeh, is the Raisa that women are perfect. It can't be that women are mukhiyif today men are tereh. That's a tie to this answer. If you hold this deraisa this man, says that means that the yom is mechayiv. Yom is mechayiv is called zman grama. Zman is goren mechayiv. If you hold that the hakrovet min hosaimer is mechayiv, then this man is there with no hakrovet min hosaimer. So Sphere HaSomer this man is there will be the rabban, but this man amingush women will be mukhiyif men are tereh. Because the hakrov is the mechayiv. That's how the Achrayim want to say. The Baal HaMor at the end of the Masechta has his famous kashya. If we're not sure when Pesach is, So we're not sure when Chol HaMoed is beginning, so we should, everything is a Sfeika D'Yoma, so why don't we, who live in Chutz L'Arts, count the Yeres Ayin as Sfeika D'Yoma? In other words, the first night by us, the first night Chol HaMoed, what is that? Monday night. Yom Tov is going to be Sunday and Monday. So by us in Chutz L'Arts, we begin to have Chol HaMoed on Monday night. So on Monday night you should count Zeb Rach al Sfir Samen, count twice. Hayom Yom Echad Boimer, maybe. And maybe Hayom Shnei Yomim Boimer. And every night after you should count, and the first night you can only count Hayom Yom Echad Boimer. Then from the second night to the 49th night you should count Sfeikat Yom. Then the first night of Shavuos you should count Sfeikat Yom. Maybe today is the 49th night of Sfir Samen. That's the Baal Mor's Kash. So the Baal Mor has his terrors. All the Rishayim give different terrors. The Dvar Abram has a famous terrors that became so famous during his lifetime that Rav Shimon Shkot quoted in the Shari Yoshe, he already forgot who said the terrors. He said he saw in a sefer somewhere, he forgot what sefer. It was a contemporary of his, the Dvar Abram. So the Dvar Abram has a terrors based on the Magen Abram. The Magen Abram says that if you can't sphere in Hebrew and you don't know what you're talking about, you don't understand the Hebrew language, then you're not yet. You have to count what day it is. You have to understand what you're talking about. So whoever doesn't understand has to speak, has to count Sfir Simon in the language that he understands. So the Dvar Avram has, based on that Magen Avram, so he says, if you're going to tell me on the Monday night, you're going to say today is either the first night in Sfir or the second night in Sfir, then for sure you won't get to Sfir Simon. You're not sure what day you're counting. So whenever you're not sure, there's no Sfir Simon. So to introduce a Sfeika D'Yomit to kill the whole mitzvah, that they didn't want to do. They introduced the Sfeika D'Yom Balahachmer. But if they're going to introduce that we have to observe a Sfeika D'Yom on Sfir Zaymer, then you don't accomplish anything by counting anything. If a person doesn't know what he's counting, it's no good. And he gives us a mashal to this. I think Mora has in the first Perek of Bavli see a din regarding Maisa Behema. That there's a din of Siri Vada, I will not see me stop it. And Maisa Behema, the tenth animal becomes Kaddish when it goes out from the deer, only if it's a vadek. Whenever there's a suffix, so it's not called minion. Whenever there's a suffix minion, it's not called minion. So that's what the Baal Rom says. If you're going to introduce the chumrah of Sveika D'Yayin into Sirius Haimer, you're going to kill the whole mitzvah and you won't have any fulfillment at all. That's his answer. So Rav Soloveitchik spent a while, the Baal Rom is a relative of the Soloveitchik family. So he spent a while there in Kovna, speaking and learning with the Baal Rom. And this is one of the things that he told Mover. So he's not familiar with the Sefer Dvar Avram, but he heard it from him in person. So he said, he asked him back right away, how can it be? What about the Zman HaTanoim? The Zman HaTanoim v'Amaram, that they had a real Sveika D'Yoma? They had a real Sveika D'Yoma. I mean, they never counted Sfir Soimer. Until the days of Abai Verovah, they didn't have a fixed calendar. So in any given year, the Taka didn't know when Pesach was, so the Taka had Sveika D'Yoma. I mean, the Taka didn't count Sfir Soimer until the days of Abai Verovah, when they had the fixed calendar. They never heard such a thing. So he says he took him by surprise with this kasha. He says he stunned him. It should follow that there's no they shouldn't have counted Sfira Seimer, Kaidim, Yimei, Abai, Verabba when there was a real Sfeik Diyam. Unless you can answer the kasha and say that there never was a real Sfeik Diyam. It's in his commentary on Chumash, on Parashas Emor said there was never really a real Sfeik Diyam. They always had the right to follow the rule. That the Rav Shonim Ador HaSamach Lenisin is Chaser, and Mikra Adin, they can follow that. And the whole institution of Yantav Sheni Shal Goli is even Mizman, Shekit Shal Tiaria. And we say there's a real Sfeik Diyam, wasn't a real Sfeik Diyam then either. Vaharai, they never fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. Vaharai, that we have Kulas on Yantav Sheni Shal Goli, the Kulas are not only from the days of Abai Barabba Vieva. See, these were the days of Abai Barabba. You see that Yantav Sheni was never their Reis, it was never a real Sfeik of their Reis of Lukum. It was always either the Rabbanan or Minig. Rashi claims in Beitza that there's a Machlokes Midmar when Yom Tov Sheni was a real Sveika D'Yoma, was it a Minig or a Rabbanan? But it was never a real Sveika D'Yoma. So maybe that's what the Dvar Avram will answer. He didn't answer that. But because he stunned him and he didn't know what to answer. So maybe that can be the answer. Okay. I want to wish everybody Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Good Yom Tov. If anyone is interested in taking the Bchina today, I'll try to type it up in a few minutes and you can take it home. And all those who want to take the Bchina after Pesach, we still didn't fix the date yet. So, Bruce?
Okay.
People want to take the Bchina the first day back?
No.
Who's almost finished Chazara. How much more Chazara? Okay, anybody interested in the fax numbers of Mr. Rabin or the telephone numbers? Everything is available. Thank you.